Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Hampton Sides. His new book is The Wide, Wide Sea, Imperial Ambition and First Contact of the United Kingdom in the Late 18th Century, coterminous with the American Revolution and a lot of other changes going on in Europe, a war that will last for some years between Spain and France and Britain. But at the same time, there's discovery at hand, and Captain James Cook is now given the third voyage with his mission to find the Northwest Passage, somewhere north of what they understand to be Alaska. The maps are very inexact. Some suggestion that the maps are deliberately inexact because the Russians are fearful that the Europeans will show up and grab the best land, the best ports in the northern Pacific. We're now going to crew the third voyage, thanks to Hampton's research. The Whitby Cat is what he's going to sail, called Resolution. His first officers are important here. Charles Clerk will command the Discovery. Who is Clark at this time? What do we need to know about him, Hampton?
Well, Clark has been sort of Cook's right-hand man for his first two voyages, and it was thought that he was going to be the captain of this one until Cook decided no, he was going to come back out of retirement and be the captain of the voyage. Clark is a seasoned navigator. He's been around the world numerous times. He seems to have luck on his side. In the sense that he's survived many calamities at sea. But unfortunately, just before the voyage set sail, Captain Clark, who had signed on as a guarantor to his brother, who had all these debts, his brother absconded from London, and Captain Clark was thrown in debtor's prison. This was a common practice back then. And if you serve as a guarantor to someone, they leave town, you go to debtor's prison. And so here's this captain in a dungeon, and tragically he contracts tuberculosis, and that becomes a theme in the entire book, is that the captain of the sister ship, the consort vessel, is dying slowly but surely of TB. So that's one very important figure in this drama.
James King, the second lieutenant.
Yes.
Who is a very dear son-like to Cook. He almost adopts him. What are King's skills?
King is a very talented young astronomer. And everywhere they go on these voyages, they set up a little observatory on the island to observe the heavens, the stars, the moon, in order to verify the accuracy of their chronometers, to know exactly where they are in the world. So Cook brings on this young man, James King, a great young astronomer, turns out also a very good writer. And yeah, I would say almost adopts him. He becomes his first lieutenant, and everywhere Cook goes, this young man, half Cook's age, ends up, is there and is observing things. And his journals are incredibly important part of the narrative.
John Gore, the Virginian-born American. What do we need to know about him?
Well, he was kind of a character. He had been on Cook's first and second voyage. Was said to be the very first person, this is a sort of a dubious achievement, the very first person to shoot with a firearm a kangaroo. This was on Cook's first voyage. He's a seasoned captain himself, and I don't think it's a spoiler to the listeners to know that Captain James Cook dies on this voyage in a very dramatic way. Ultimately, John Gore is the man, an American-born man, who pilots the two ships home to England. And when they get home to England, this Revolutionary War that's been going on in the colonies is now over. And he has to make a decision, John Gore does. Who am I? Am I an American or am I British? Which side of this conflict should I be, be on?
And my
Because the entire voyage. Go ahead.
No, my favorite officer. I wanted to rush to him because I like him so much. William Bligh. What do we need to know about William Bligh?
Right. Well, William Bligh, of course, goes on to fame and infamy as part of the as a captain of the HMS Bounty. But what is it? 8-9 years later, he's an incredibly competent captain. But he has a insufferable personality that that ultimately I think contributes to that mutiny, famous mutiny that happens to him later. But on this voyage, he's a young officer. He's the master of the Resolution, Captain Cook's ship, and he's learning from Captain Cook. I mean, he is like proving to be every bit as competent and as reliable as Captain Cook himself. And I think so many of the skills and so many of the, especially map making and chart making of quickly making charts. This is something that he learned directly from the master, Captain Cook. So yeah, Bligh is an important character throughout the voyage, but we see that personality coming through. Like, no one wants to be in his presence longer than 5 minutes. He's one of these guys who's always right, or at least he thinks he's always right, and he usually is, and he just drives people crazy.
He is a lever, however, that Cook learns to use when he needs a good navigator and cartographer besides himself.
He's very, very good at it.
Cook uses his skill. Cook is a very shrewd manager of his officers. One more detail, I think, before we set sail in Resolution and Discovery. The theories about ice by a man named Daines Barrington. How did that inform the preparation and the thinking about seeking the Northwest Passage?
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of science and pseudoscience that was swirling around the topic of the Northwest Passage. How do you get up there? How do you break through? How much ice is up there? And you have to understand that the Northwest Passage had become truly an obsession of the British Empire. It was obviously something very important in the sense that it would cut off many, many months of dangerous travel down to the tip of South America or the tip of Africa.
We've got a minute. 1 minute. Go ahead.
And so this was an incredible obsession that so many British sailors had lost their lives and suffered looking for this Northwest Passage. But there's a guy named Daines Barrington who had this notion, hey, listen, seawater, ocean water cannot freeze. This is an absolutely wrong idea. But the idea was, if you can get into the open sea and follow a path up and over Canada and not get too close to land, you will have smooth sailing all the way. You won't even need to reinforce your ships for the ice. And this wrongheaded idea really animated and fueled this voyage. And, of course, we now know the science is all completely wrong.
The book is The Wide, Wide Sea. Hampton Sides is the author. Imperial Ambition, First Contact, and the Fateful Final Voyage of Captain Cook. Let's go to sea. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.